After a new wave of indictments against state lawmakers in the spring, Governor Cuomo tried to convince the legislature to adopt public financing of campaigns, the closing of loopholes for large donors, and better policing of the laws. When there was no agreement, Cuomo followed through on a threat. He launched an anti-corruption commission to, in essence, investigate the legislature.
The recent rash of wrongdoing by legislators in Albany has shaken the public confidence, the public trust in government. You hear about it from one end of this state to the other.
The Moreland Commission, after several months of hearings and investigations, concluded in early December that public financing of statewide political campaigns would go a long ways toward curbing the influence of large money donors. The commission also recommended closing loopholes like unlimited donations by limited liability companies and creating a new independent agency to actually enforce campaign finance laws. But 7 of the 25 Moreland commissioners dissented from the view that public campaign financing would solve problems. Governor Cuomo, one day after the report had been released, also seemed to be backing away from the idea. He pointed to the dissenting commissioner's opinion, as well as opposition in the Republican-led state Senate, as reasons why it might be hard to get public campaign financing enacted.
I wasn't surprised that even among the commission, it sorted out somewhat Democrats supporting public finance and Republicans not supporting public finance. So I understand that on that issue, because public finance is a policy slash political issue.
The governor later clarified that he remains 100% in favor of adopting a public matching donor program for statewide races. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action is part of a coalition pressing for public campaign financing. She believes it's the only way to end what she calls Albany's pay-to-play culture and to finally lessen the influence of money in politics.
It's now really important that the governor move forward strongly with a set of proposals that the commission recommended and that the legislative leaders join him in that.
Many business groups are against the idea, saying it would be a waste of the taxpayers' money. Heather Brichetti is president of the state's business council.
I understand the idea of having a larger donor pool, but I don't think that should be on the taxpayers.
There are currently not enough votes in the state Senate, even when Democrats are included, to pass public campaign financing. But advocates say Governor Cuomo achieved other agreements to allow same-sex marriage and enact gun control legislation despite initial resistance in the Senate. Susan Weber, an activist with Move On, says Governor Cuomo can get an agreement if he so chooses.
I think the governor would like to go down in history as the governor who ended corruption in New York State.
Governor Cuomo, at an end-of-the-year cabinet meeting, said he still considers campaign finance reform and the other recommendations of the Moreland Act Commission a top-tier priority, but he says he will first focus on the state budget and a tax-cutting plan. But Cuomo says the two are not mutually exclusive.
The Moreland reform options are not the enemy of economic development, etc.
Meanwhile, the legislature has been challenging some of the subpoenas issued by the Moreland Commission in court, saying the Cuomo-appointed panel does not have the right to look into details of their private law clients or political campaign operations. The court dates for those arguments was recently moved to next March 17th, an indication that lawmakers may try to reach a settlement on reform at about the same time they reach a budget deal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.